From soft power to soft serve. If you're one of those who consider ice cream and other frozen treats a perfect way to cool down during a long, hot summer, well, you might be in for a surprise this year. According to the Chicago Tribune, higher wholesale costs for milk, butter, chocolate, and vanilla could mean higher prices at your favorite ice cream counter. So how much do you pay now for ice cream, and how much more are you ready to pay for a couple of scoops at the beach this summer? Our phone number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, or send us email on this frozen subject, TOTN at NPR.org. But now, joining us from his office in Delray Beach, Florida, is dairy industry analyst Jerry Dreyer. He's the publisher and editor of Dairy and Food Market Analyst. It's a weekly newsletter. Jerry, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
So explain what's going on in the dairy industry. Why have prices been going up?
Well, prices were very low for about 2 years, and some farmers exited the business, and milk production is below a year ago. So it's the old supply and demand story.
So what factors led to the slump in dairy prices a couple of years ago?
Too much milk, too much butterfat, and pushed prices lower. The economy also contributed to that. Demand was sluggish because the economy was struggling, and so we had some excess supply and reduced demand at that time.
So as you look ahead, do you see prices leveling off, backing down maybe?
Prices may level off at their current higher levels for a while, but just the way the economics are stacking up right now, it looks like we will have higher prices for at least the next several months until these higher prices, you know, get back to the farm level and farmers have an opportunity to buy more cows and pay for the higher-priced feed grains that are out there now.
Yeah, and the other factor, I'm wondering that if it had an effect, was the mad cow disease in Canada, the Pacific Northwest. Is that a factor?
It is a factor in a moderate fashion, at least. We import lots of dairy cows from Canada, probably 80,000 a year. And so with the border closed, we have fewer cows available to add to our milking herd.
Do dairy prices surge like this often?
It's sporadic, but a 1 or 2 year cycle. Yes, they ebb and flow with supply and demand. We haven't seen prices this high ever before, for cheese in particular. Butter prices have been higher than they currently are, and that's central to the price of the ice cream you were talking about.
Sure. So I guess the farmers are happy. But what about ice cream manufacturers? What position are they in?
Well, it puts them in a bit of a bind unless they were able to use the futures and options and do some forward contracting and buy their butterfat supply at a lower price. They will have significantly higher cost of goods this summer. Right now, the butter price is about twice as high as it was 1 year ago, so their butterfat costs are commensurately higher.
Well, let's get the view from the ice cream counter now, and we're going to turn to Nels Anderson. He's co-owner of Anderson's Frozen Custard, which has 9 locations in western New York. He joins us from Buffalo. Nels, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Neil.
So what do you currently charge for 2 scoops of ice cream?
A double scoop of ice cream is about $2.30.
Now, do you have plans to charge more for ice cream this summer?
We, at this point, are really trying to hold our prices down, but we have that in the background of saying, hey, the prices are going up to us, our mixed price is coming in the back door, and, you know, there is always that possibility of going up.
Now, so you're reserving your options here.
We are, and I think the biggest thing is you want to stay in the price range for our guests, but you also don't want to cut down on your quality.
Yeah, so it's that whole price point thing.
Well, it is, but people, my dad, 50 years ago he started, but he taught me, he says, listen, sell quality, people will pay a little bit more for it. And so we don't want to, and I think most of the best ice cream distributors, retailers, will probably not drop their quality. That'll be the last thing that goes.
Well, we mentioned that the price of the milk, which is, of course, one part of the ice cream formula, is going up. But what about the other things that go into a cone of ice cream, a chocolate, vanilla, are they going up?
Well, yes, and it's been a tragic thing. Every year we talk to our friends. I'm in the National Retailers Association, and we talk to our guys in the vanilla business, and every year, oh, it's going to get better, and all of a sudden they have a cyclone or something that wiped out the Madagascar vanilla crop.
That's what we heard happen this year, yeah.
Yeah, so it's amazing. With that,
Then we hear about political unrest in West Africa driving up the price of chocolate.
Right, Right, the chocolate's going up. The nuts are unsteady about what you put in your ice creams.
The nut prices are going up too.
Some of those are right. So, but you deal with a lot of these things every year. I think one of the things to remember is that even though prices are going up, it's still a great place for the families to come. You can bring a family of four and have a small custard, which is about 4 ounces, and pay around $6. So it's still a good deal to get the family out.
We're talking with Jerry Dreyer and Nels Anderson about the rising price of a cone of ice cream. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Now let's get some listeners involved in the conversation. And Matt joins us on the line from Southern Pine, North Carolina.
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
I'm a small business owner of frozen custard shop owner as well, and going through some of the same problems as well that your last guest is having with increased prices in vanilla, with, and you know, suppliers telling you it's going to get better. And
well, how much are you charging now for a double cone there in North Carolina?
$2.
$2, so less than Western New York, but is you figure it's going to go up?
Yeah, we're projecting it is. Our dairy prices, main problem with our prices right now is the competition is unwilling to compete with each other.
That darned competition.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, as well as in the Southeast, people don't know what frozen custard is yet, having to spend a lot of advertising dollar on education.
Well, what about you, Nels? Do people in Western New York know what frozen custard is?
Well, there's always an education process, but because Mom and Dad took the brunt of that back in 1946 when they started, they know it in Western New York. But in different parts of the country, it's been a resurgence of custard, but you still have to educate your clientele for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Matt?
Most people think it's the stuff inside of a donut or a pie.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Matt, good luck.
Yeah, I thank you for the call.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's talk now with Grace, and Grace is with us from Indianapolis.
Hi. I really support the dairy industry, and we in Indianapolis and the whole state of Indiana are big dairy supporters, and we also really like our ice cream. So I agree with the gentleman who made the comment about quality remaining the same, and I think we here would definitely still eat ice cream at an increased price, as long as we knew that the actual dairy people were getting their money's worth and it wasn't all going to the middleman.
And Jerry Dreyer, is she right about that? The farmers, the dairy people, are getting their fair share of this?
Yes, they are. The milk price at the farm level has gone up as this market has climbed higher, and it will go even higher. They are getting their fair share, in my opinion. Yep.
Okay. Grace, thanks. When you say pay more, how much more, Grace?
Well, I would say, one scoop, two scoops is in that same $2 to $2.50 range. And for a good quality ice cream, I don't see any big deal about going up another 50 cents or more, as long as we knew, you know, everyone was getting their fair share.
Nels Anderson, you seeing dollar signs in your eyes right
well,
now?
I want Grace to come here to Western New York. That'd be great.
Okay, Grace, thanks very much. I'm sure you're very happy there in Indianapolis.
Well, you know, we also like our, by-the-gallon ice cream and that sort of thing, too, as long as, we can get a coupon deal once in a while. We like that, too.
Well, I assume, Jerry Dreyer, that's going to go up as well.
The cartons of ice cream?
Yeah.
Yes, they will. They may not go up quite as much because they have a lower butterfat content, but they will certainly go up, yes.
Okay. Grace, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go now to Barbara, and Barbara's in Boston, Massachusetts.
Hello.
Hi.
I was recently in the Bahamas a couple of weeks ago, and I was shopping for ice cream, chocolate. It had to be chocolate. I couldn't find any chocolate except Häagen-Dazs. And it was $20 for a half gallon in the supermarket, not in some little convenience store.
Half a pint?
No, half gallon.
Oh, half a gallon?
Yeah.
Well, even so, that's pretty outrageous.
Yeah, it was. Everybody was kind of stunned. I was ready to buy it, but we found a local brand that was only $9 a half gallon.
Okay.
So we went with that, but I would pay $20 for a half gallon of Häagen-Dazs, I have to confess.
Okay, Barbara.
Okay.
Thank you, and good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. And let's see if we can squeeze in one more caller. Jill is with us from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you that I have a 98-year-old grandmother who has always told me that ice cream and chocolate are the cure for everything. And she's been right her whole life. So if the price of ice cream goes up a little bit, at least we're going to be healthy.
Jill, I suspect that both Nels Anderson and Jerry Dreyer will applaud.
Yes.
Probably, but I'm encouraging, or I would ask that they do not raise their prices just because I said that.
Okay, Jill, thanks very much.
Nels
and Jerry, thanks to you both. Nels Anderson is co-owner of Anderson's Frozen Custard, which has 9 locations in Western New York. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Yep.
And Jerry Dreyer, publisher and editor of Dairy and Food Market Analysts, and he joined us from Delray Beach in Florida. Jerry, thanks to you.
Thank you, Neil.
And here's an appreciation of the mobile ice cream trade, Jonathan Richman's Ice Cream Man.
Ring your bell, ding, ding, and play this music that I've learned to love. Ding, ding, an ice cream man, please ring your chimes ding, ding, on the afternoon. That's all.